welcome to a podcast edition of Holy Family Catholic Academy's Primary Years Program in Action. We're talking all things PYP and IB, specifically how we bring the International Baccalaureate Program to action in our school. I'm Colleen Beer, PYP coordinator at HFCA. Also with me today is Deb Atkins, Director of School Development at HFCA. Hi, Deb.
Hi, Colleen.
So a little bit of our history. This is our second year being an authorized school of IB.
Right. So exciting.
Students and teachers this year are going to see enhancements. They're going to see evolutions of the units. They're going to have that time when, you know, the fifth grader sees what his sibling's doing in second grade and will say, hey, we didn't get to do that. Because every year within the IB program, we're working to change. How can we make this better? How can we make this more authentic learning? We're trying to do that with every single unit we have.
Well, the other thing I'm always impressed with IB is that so much of it is driven by student interest. So just by the fact that you have new students, different from last year, that the direction of the unit may go towards more of what the questions that they have mm-hmm. versus what the prior year's students had.
Mm-hmm. So in your position as the Director of School Development, you take families on tours very often through the building, right?
I sure do. And even though this is September, I already have 5 tours for next year already. So word is out about Holy Family Catholic Academy and our IB program. So it's one of the things that I really love to share about it because it really is something that makes us unique.
So when you first meet parents or families, what do they know about the IB program?
Well, I guess I would say that there's two types of parents. The first parent, and it's probably by far the larger group, they really know very little about IB. IB is unique. And we're one of 14 schools in the whole state of Illinois to be IB authorized in the PYP program. So a lot of parents are totally unfamiliar with it. Oftentimes, if people have lived in the city before moving out to the suburbs, they may have a little bit more familiarity because there are 2 private schools in the city that are IB PYP programs. But basically, I would say they really don't know a lot about IB. The other group, though, on the other hand, are people who have moved to this area from other countries. They're expatriates who are working for a multinational company, and they're coming to this area to work for their employer. It's so refreshing to see that they actually know so much about IB and have sought us out because we're IB. They know more about IB from their home countries, where International Baccalaureate is much more prevalent, and it's really interesting to see how they move to this area to be by Holy Family Catholic Academy.
So what about for those families that don't know much about the IB program? How do you explain it to them?
Well, you know what? We have strategically positioned our program of inquiry right at the top of the stairs. So as I'm starting the tours, I can always point out with a graphic that kind of explains what IB learning is all about. And the biggest thing is that everybody can relate to transdisciplinary learning. Everybody understands in their own work that they have to be able to be problem solvers, and then they have to use the knowledge gathered from every type of discipline to solve a problem. So that really resonates with a lot of families because this is what they do in their own jobs. They have to understand what is the problem, what do I know, what do I need to find out, and they always have to have a product that they hand in to their boss. So that graphic right there is a huge starting point for them to understand IB and inquiry learning. I think the other thing is it's also a good place to point out about the learner profile and those 10 attributes that make great global citizens. There hasn't been one family that has said, oh, please, don't make my child open-minded or don't make my child curious. They can identify that those are attributes that we all value.
And one thing that I've noticed with a lot of families, if they don't necessarily know all the IB acronyms, initialisms, IB, PYP, and everything, when you explain it to them, you explain the philosophy and you explain our procedure and our inquiry cycle, they say, oh, well, yeah, that's what I like.
Right.
That's what I want my child to, that's how I want my child to be learning.
Exactly.
They might not be able to put that label on it.
Right. But they all know that, you know, in this day of technology, and they're all carrying around their little computers and their iPhones, and, you know, they know to get a fact, it just takes a nanosecond to pull up. But when I explain to them that problem solving is really a higher level thinking skill, and that we're developing those critical thinking skills at a very early age, that's really something that resonates with them. They know that when they went to school, they read the chapter, took the test, and moved on. They also know that that's not necessarily what was the best way to prepare them for their current jobs, to problem solve and to be teamwork.
I always, with the students, I always use the phrase ungoogleable answers. Like the answer to this problem we're setting up for you, you can't just Google and find the answer.
Right.
It's ungoogleable.
That's right.
So what about when families and parents go into the classrooms? What do they notice?
Well, you know what? I really think that's why we really encourage families to come during the school day, because to see the classes in action are really the things that show the culture and the process of learning at Holy Family and shows how unique we are. So every time the family walks into a classroom, they'll see the learner profile on the boards. They'll also see the IB boards that starts with that shows the lines of inquiry, that shows about the themes they're studying, that presents the questions that the kids are interested in learning about. Every step is always the same, no matter what class we're going into, but it shows that it's unique to that unit of studying. The other thing is that oftentimes it's the kids who sell the program, because people are always, you know, willing and able to ask children, what are you learning about? Why is that important? And the kids can answer it. So it's really valuable for a prospective family to see how kids are learning.
They're excited to share.
They are. They really are.
Now, every time I walk into second grade, the second they have a new action or more pollen fell from the flower, they just have to show me.
Right. I know it. It's so exciting.
So one more thing that you do within your position is you set up students to shadow for the day.
Right.
So potential students for next year or in the near future, they can come to Holy Family and spend a day.
Right. You know what? It's a big decision to pick the school for your family, and we really appreciate that. We also want to make sure that it's a good fit for both us and for the student. So the shadow program has always been the best. What we have, and I often tell parents, this is going to be a different experience than your student's traditional school. So that's really why they, you know, we really want them to shadow. What we found, sometimes there's been kids who have said, Mom, Dad, I love coming to this school. I don't want to go back to my old school. But it is, that's, again, a reason why we want to show them the difference in learning. So it's a valuable program for that.
Well, thanks so much for coming today.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
We are asking all of our guests, since we are an international school and we talk about global mindedness, is there a country that you've never visited and you would like to visit, and why?
Yeah, I would like to visit Austria. I've never visited, but recently there was the world survey of the most livable cities, and Vienna was there, and I thought, gee, I wonder what makes that so special, so I'd like to visit Austria.
Well, thanks so much. Again, I'm Colleen Beer, coordinator, PYP coordinator at HFCA. Thanks for tuning in today.